Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
Earlier this year, Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick felt the need to go out of his way and offer a public vote of confidence for his head football coach, Brian Kelly. And now many are speculating that given that that vote of confidence was offered a while back, and more recently, the Fighting Irish just lost to Navy, a team that doesn't have nearly as many advantages as Brian Kelly has as the head coach of the Irish. Could Jack Swarbrick's vote of confidence prove to be the dreaded vote of confidence? Could Brian Kelly, highly compensated head football coach at the prestigious football program we know as Notre Dame, could we actually have a perfect storm where Brian Kelly's job is in jeopardy, given that he has fallen to 3-6? And for those of you who don't remember, the Navy loss is only the most recent one. That's 28-27 to a Navy team that's 6-2 and has been ranked in the national top 25. Making matters worse, and this is part of why Jack Swarbrick felt the need to come out with that public vote of confidence, one that, by the way, Brian Kelly himself said he was disappointed to see. He didn't ask his AD for it. He didn't want to see it, but he's disappointed that he has created a record and a season where Jack Swarbrick felt the need to come out that way. The loss to Navy isn't close to the ugliest loss for the 3-6 Fighting Irish. Yes, they lost to the Duke Blue Devils, but that's not the Duke Blue Devils that David Cutcliffe has led to a school record 4 straight bowls. That's a Duke team that is now 3-6 and might see its bowl streak end. They lost to NC State. Yes, it was in bizarro world weather conditions, but that's an NC State team that has a losing record right now and might not make a bowl under fourth-year coach Dave Doran. They lost to Michigan State. That doesn't sound oh so bad. That's been a pretty good program lately. That's a 2-7 Michigan State team that is another loss for this year's Fighting Irish. The only win of significance in the 3-6 start, the 5-4 Miami Hurricanes. The Irish's only other win so far against lowly Syracuse and lowly Nevada. That's the kind of stuff at a proud program like Notre Dame that has people wondering about a highly compensated coach after a 3-6 start. We'll see if they beat Navy. They'll probably be an underdog to Virginia Tech, and they'll probably be an underdog at Southern Cal. 3-6 very quickly could become 4-8 or even 3-9. Keep in mind, Ty Willingham lasted only 3 years as the head coach at Notre Dame. He never dropped all the way to 3-9 or 4-8. He got fired anyway. Charlie Weiss had only one losing season in 5 years as the head coach at Notre Dame. He got fired anyway. Bob Davey, in 5 years as the head coach at Notre Dame, never dropped all the way to 3-9 or 4-8. He got fired anyway. But here's the backdrop that most Notre Dame fans already know, but that some others might find informative when you think about Brian Kelly, especially if you see his name listed with the hot seat names that are sure to hit that radar over the next several weeks. The backdrop includes this. Brian Kelly not only has an impressive resume at Notre Dame specifically, but also at other schools over a period of many more years than some of the other names I've mentioned. Part of that resume includes 1 year ago, 10-3 and a national top 10 finish. That's not yellowed pages of history yesteryear. That is last year, the Fighting Irish were in the national picture. They won double-digit games. They finished in the national top 10. They went to a prestigious bowl, the Fiesta Bowl. That was last year, not a long time ago, last year. Athletic directors like Jack Swarbrick, who have earned great reputations for running an outstanding athletic department overall at Notre Dame, they don't overreact to one bad season or a series of disappointing losses, especially when one of the high points under the coach in charge just happened a year ago. If you're an NFL fan or a college football fan, you might also know this detail. Just as Brian Kelly has on his resume the 10-3 record in Fiesta Bowl trip, national top 10 finish of a year ago, and oh, by the way, three top 25 finishes in the national polls over the last 4 years. Again, that's not something that just gets swept under the carpet. That's three of the last 4 years' national top 10 rankings. Two of those three in the national top 10 where Notre Dame wants and expects to be. Beyond that, when you try to help understand the 2016 collapse, however it ends, keep in mind that Notre Dame had the unusual for most programs and certainly unusual for the Fighting Irish experience after the 10-3 squad of losing five guys early to the NFL in addition to the usual departing seniors. So Jalen Smith, linebacker, Ronnie Stanley, offensive tackle, Will Fuller, wide receiver, C.J. Procise, running back, Kavare Russell, cornerback. All of those guys left for the NFL early. Otherwise, you think maybe, just maybe, if they're five of your 22 starters in your depth chart, even if some of them stayed, you think it'd still be 3-6? You know that's not the case. More importantly, Jack Swarbrick knows that that is not the case. It's probably the biggest talent exodus in terms of early NFL entry in the history of Notre Dame football. And you don't not feel that the year after, even if you're an outstanding coach with an outstanding resume like Brian Kelly. The other thing to remember about the backdrop here, Notre Dame's other experiments in football before and after Lou Holtz, and Lou Holtz, remember, is the only man to lead the Fighting Irish to a national championship since 1977. We're almost 40 years from that Dan Devine national title. Only Lou Holtz, and only one time in 1988, in that almost 40-year period, did the Fighting Irish reach the promised land. This is not Newt Rockne's challenge at Notre Dame in the 1920s. This is not Frank Leahy's challenge in the 1940s as another multiple national championship coach. It's not even Ara Parseghian's or Dan Devine's challenge of the 1960s or 1970s. It's more like Lou Holtz and his immediate predecessor and his successors in South Bend. And guess what happened with most of them? They failed miserably, certainly as compared to what Brian Kelly has done since 2010 at Notre Dame. 5 years of mostly mediocre football and zero bowl victories under Bob Davey. I just mentioned Brian Kelly's resume includes 12-1 and playing in the national title game back in 2012, rather. National top five finish. Last year, national top 10 finish, 10 wins, trip to the Fiesta Bowl. Under Bob Davey, 5 years of mostly mediocre football, zero bowl victories. Brian Kelly already has three of those in less than a decade at Notre Dame. After that, 3 years of declining on-the-field results and declining recruiting results under Tyrone Willingham. 10-3 in year one was great. Then it was 5-7 and 6-5. And perhaps as alarming, the Irish stopped being a place of destination for high-profile recruits. That had as much to do with Tyrone Willingham's relatively quick departure after only 3 years as the head coach of the Fighting Irish. After Ty Willingham, again, 5 years of Bob Davey, three of Ty Willingham, then came the Charlie Weiss experiment. 5 years of Charlie Weiss, the first 2 years were pretty good. National top 25, bowl trips, Fiesta and Sugar, 9 wins and 10 wins. That's what Notre Dame expects, at least. The next 3 years, nothing like what Notre Dame expects. 3-9, 7-6, 6-6. 5 years of Bob Davey, 3 years of Ty Willingham, 5 years of Charlie Weiss, and right before Lou Holtz, remember it was 5 years under the promoted high school coach, Jerry Faust. What do they all have in common? They delivered results far short of what Brian Kelly already has delivered at Notre Dame. Faust lasted 5 years and survived a couple of 5-6 season in his first year. Got let go in year five after another 5-6. Bob Davey survived 5-7 in his third year before getting let go after another losing season in year five. Tyrone Willingham survived 5-7 in year two before getting the hook after 6-5 and those poor recruiting results in year three. Notre Dame historically does not have an itchy trigger finger with its coaches in multiple sports. They know they have higher academic standards than most of the competition in major college football. They know that the academic requirements are higher at Notre Dame than many of the competitors for national championships. Public universities, overwhelmingly that is the case. Even some private universities, as Notre Dame colleagues, that applies to as well. Notre Dame has not made a habit of having itchy trigger fingers with coaches far less accomplished than Brian Kelly, and that's one of the many reasons Brian Kelly is not on the hot seat this year. One more reason to remember. The contract status of Brian Kelly, along with the other finances in play at Notre Dame right now, offer massive stability for the athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, no matter what the conversation is like in the Notre Dame fan base. Fans want to fire coaches all the time. Athletic directors look at the bigger picture all the time if they're good. You know how long their contract is in football with NBC? Mega millions. Not one of these conference deals. They're one of those schools that just has NBC and us. We're not sharing this money with anybody. That deal is signed all the way through 2025. There's no urgency in 2016. There's no panic button in 2016 because of one ugly year under Brian Kelly. That might end up being the 4-8 true disaster, but still could end in a bowl. We'll see. The NBC contract through 2025. The Brian Kelly contract is through 2021. Folks, if you know how this stuff works, you don't announce a contract extension with your current coach, Brian Kelly, in January of 2016, and then fire him in December of 2016. It just doesn't happen. Barring some absolutely bizarro circumstances behind the scenes, you do not very publicly and joyfully announce, right before National Signing Day, if I remember correctly, a 6-year contract extension with Brian Kelly, just so you can fire him 8 months or 9 months later. Doesn't happen. So keep in mind, Brian Kelly is signed for 5 more football seasons beyond the current football season. And we don't know all the details because it's a private university and doesn't have to release all the details. But Brian Kelly's buyout, it would not surprise anybody if it was a couple of million dollars times the number of remaining years he has left. I don't know what that number is. Again, Notre Dame doesn't have to release all those details as a private institution. But for what if it was $2 million a year for the number of years left when he was let go? Well, right now, that would be $10 million. Notre Dame is not going to say goodbye to a coach with that positive track record simply because of one major stumble here in 2016, especially not 10 months after their big announcement of a contract extension, and especially when the dollars might be floating in the $10 million or more range when it comes to a buyout, if it actually came to that. It's not a pretty picture at Notre Dame right now. There's no doubt about it. But when you think of the other coaching experiments gone awry, when you think of the NFL talent exodus that hit Brian Kelly almost as hard as it's hit any college football coach in a long time, just this past year, when you remember that his recent success includes not just 3 top 25 finishes in the last 4 years, but last year's 10-3 trip to the Fiesta Bowl, national top 10 final ranking in the polls. When you look at that bigger picture and the reality that only once in the last almost 40 years has anybody taken Fighting Irish football all the way to the promised land, again, Lou Holtz in 1988, that's not the backdrop, folks, for somebody being on the hot seat. That's not the backdrop for an athletic department or administration that has to reach for the panic button. Brian Kelly sometimes looks like a frustrated guy, and understandably so this year, but just remember, he continues to espouse his preference for college football. As he says, I saw what Chip Kelly had to do as coach and general manager in the NFL, and I didn't like the look of that at all. He flirted with the Philadelphia Eagles of the NFL for a few days back after the 2012 season. In his heart and in his words, he has said college football is a much better fit for him. So whether you're imagining Brian Kelly looking for a side door of escape, or you're imagining the Notre Dame administration getting impatient through a 3-6 start that includes losses to Duke, NC State, Michigan State, all again losing seasons so far, plus Navy more recently, keep in mind the rest of that picture. Doesn't make you feel better about 2016, but it will make you more informed and more educated about why Brian Kelly's name could be on the list of coaches leading disappointing seasons in major college football, but his name's not anywhere near the list of those who are legitimately on the hot seat in major college football.
Never miss an episode of The David Glenn Show. Search David Glenn Show on iTunes and subscribe now.